Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, this is Dave Hodges, host of The Common Sense Show. Glad you could join us and thanks for staying with us, ladies and gentlemen. What a terrific segment we just had. But we're going to have another equally informative, and I won't call it terrific because the news is disturbing, but it's news you need to have. And when you're done listening to this hour, you're going to say, I'm really glad I listened to Bob Griswold, and that's our guest. I got to tell you, folks, if you would have told me, 13, 14 years ago when I got started doing this stuff, that we'd be where we are today, I'd have said, you're panicking a little bit. It's not going to be that bad. Well, it's that bad. We're going to kind of unpack some of these things today. Anyway, there are some people that make this program special. Special because we can actually come to you on the air and we can distribute this show. And I hope we're doing a lot of good. We are brought to you by three terrific sponsors. The first is for our storable food. And I'll tell you, FEMA's telling you right now, storable food. DHS is saying the same thing. They're both saying 6 months. My experts tell me more like 2 years. Well, we can take the pain out of accumulating that because we've got 70% off, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. It's good, folks. The food is really good. This is the best deal in America. Go to preparewithdave.com. Also, I recommend, too, as I say, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools, and communication, and all that stuff. Well, gold, my good friend Steve Quayle can help you at Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-486-4842. He'll convert your soon-to-be worthless cash if we crash, and he'll convert that into precious metals ahead of time, and you'll be able to hold your value. And this is what a lot of people have done in past economic crisis. You can do it, too. Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, also referred to his ad on my website. Brand new design, and we're finally up and running. And you can also see Steve's ad on his website at stevequayle.com. And then finally, readymaderesources.com, and I call this the King Prepper site because just anything that you want, anything you need for your prepping needs is there. But see, a lot of people don't know how to prep. And Bob Griswold, he's the only guy I know in this business who will take the time and talk to you about, okay, where are you at? What do you have? What are you trying to accomplish? And he'll talk to you and he'll help you plan. And see, he's not trying to sell you a bill of goods. He's trying to fit your needs. And he finances the high end. You go, what does he sell? Everything. Water filtration, communication, night vision. And like I said, he finances the high end stuff like the night vision. And it's something that everyone needs to look at. Everyone needs to look at all these things. Because there's going to come a day in America where a lot of us are going to be on our own and the just-in-time deliveries are not working. So how do you get there? You go to readymaderesources.com. And speaking of that, here's the owner of Readymade Resources, Bob Griswold. We're going to talk about survival. Bob, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to be here. It's exciting times in which we live, and yet they will be and are trying times. I mean, we see large portions of America right now in devastation, and our heart goes out to them. But I think we're going to see more and more of this as we proceed towards an ultimate cataclysm. But you know, Dave, I've never seen things like we're seeing, like these floods. They are staggering in their proportions. I mean, millions of acres of farmland, probably a lot of it destroyed because it's washed off the topsoil, which there wasn't much topsoil left to begin with, you know, up to a million dead animals. And then what a lot of people don't think about are the wells that are contaminated. That dirty water that's filled with nitrates and pesticides and, you know, that's in the agricultural land, it floods down into wells. Those wells are contaminated, and I don't know how long it'll take to get them uncontaminated. But it's a real devastation, and we can see the price of gas going up because of ethanol. Corn that makes ethanol is going to become scarcer, and so the price of gas will go up. And then we can expect to see the price of meat and all the commodities that come out of the ground go up, all of our fruits and our vegetables that come out of the heartland of America to go up in cost. And we've been telling people this for a long time, and this is not just one isolated disaster. We've seen numerous over the last couple of years of disasters hit our growing capability to grow, and not only in this in the United States, but all throughout the world. And so, like you said, the six-month thing, the government used to say 2 weeks, now they're going to 6 months. I think if they said what they really felt, it would scare people. Mm-hmm. They're probably holding off what the real conditions are like. But I would suspect that the government, for the people that are in the inner circle, the loop, they have a lot more than 6 months worth of food stored up for them in the bunkers that we paid for them.
Yeah, and at their food at our taxpayers' expense as well. Well, you know, here's what really concerns me, Bob, is the fact that Trump is all but saying we're going to get hit by an EMP. And now Paul Martin is reporting that his high-level source is saying that generators are being shipped around the country, which really supports what President Trump was saying, that watch out for the EMP and you better get prepped. And then DHS on top of that saying you better be prepared to be without the grid for 6 months. And I think that's a kind, kind prescription. I think it's really light. What can people do from your perspective?
Well, you know,
what can they do to get ready for an EMP?
Okay, well, it's multifaceted. This is something that will really try the soul of America. It'll try each of us in ways we can't even begin to comprehend. But what we can do is first, is best of your ability, remain quiet about your preparations. You don't want your neighbors knowing that you have all of the food, the water, whatever, because when it comes down to brass tacks, they will overrun you to take your food. I don't know if you remember the Twilight Zone episode where the guy who had built the bomb shelter,
oh, yes,
and his neighbors knew he had it, and there was a false alarm, and they didn't know it was a false alarm, and they spent the time from when they heard about it to when they thought the bomb was going to hit tearing into this guy's shelter, and they eventually tore it down, tore the door off so they could get inside, which made it rendered it totally useless. But that's what happens. I mean, if you haven't watched it, I think you can probably watch it on YouTube for free, but you should watch that episode because that's how people will react. So, you know, quiet about your preparations is a good thing. And then like, I think, like you said, it's painlessly as possible, start getting that food together. And with that, again, you absolutely have to have a water filter to filter water that you would use to rehydrate food or reconstitute it. So those are two things that should be in every single household in America, one way or another. You need to find a way to get the ability to filter water effectively, and then have a good food supply with rounded, varying meals. I mean, it goes back to the biblical days when the children of Israel were in the desert and they were like, manna again? You want more than one type of food. And I know you offer that they can get a selection of food so you don't get what is called food fatigue. We've seen that. We saw in Vietnam specifically when the soldiers over there were given those old horrible sea rations, and they didn't taste good, and so they would basically stop eating those and just go native because they were just so bad. And so that's what you need to do, is make sure that when you do store food, you know, you don't just do the buckets of rice and beans, because you will absolutely get to the point where you'll loathe eating it.
Sure.
And when you do that, depression sets in because the circumstances around you are not the most conducive to happy times. And so you're not eating food that satisfies you. You're eating food that gives you the ability to meet your caloric intake. But food eating is more not only just a physiological need, but a psychological need. I mean, we want to like what we eat. So, again, that getting that variety in our food storage is so critically important. And you know, Dave, as time goes on, we're going to see more and more introduction of genetically modified food. We see just every, you know, several times a year now, they're allowing the introduction of things that we probably don't even understand how it's made with the introduction of different genes into the food supply. And, you know, we really want to look at maybe not eating some of that stuff. So, you know, there are several things we can do is make sure you, when you buy your food, you're looking to make sure you're getting organic or, you know, GMO-free type foods. And then on top of that, you want to buy it as soon as possible because an EMP, that's an immediate crisis. I mean, that you don't have any time left to prepare. If there's a financial crisis, you might have a couple weeks to do some preparation. You won't be getting any of the long-term survival food, but you may be able to go down to Walmart and fight with the other people to strip the shelves.
Bob, I want to give a disclaimer there because in the Depression, and I talked to my grandparents a lot about this when they were younger. On my mom's side of the family, they were pretty well-to-do, and they received almost no warning. They tried to liquidate. They had about 3 days before they saw the danger signs, and some people didn't know until they found out they'd already lost their money.
Yeah, and they a lot of, you know, we know what will happen. There's some estimates up to 7 million people died during the Great Depression.
From starvation?
From hunger.
Yeah
starvation.
Uh-huh.
That figure, it varies widely, but we do know that a lot of people died from starvation during the Great Depression. We don't think of that happening in America because we have this Pollyanna view. Well, we're America. It can't happen here. Well, it has happened here. And, you know, the news media puts the rose-colored glasses on us to make us think everything's okay and that, you know, great times are here. But really, you know, if you look at just so many different things that our nation faces, I mean, we've just been exposed to the fact how deep and corrupt our government is with this fake Russian dossier thing. I mean, and these players, I mean, they don't go away. They just keep coming back. And so we see this moral collapse, this moral steamrolling down to just utter depravity in our nation. And that's going to have consequences along with the physical consequences, like these floods and other disasters.
I agree. Before we go to the floods, staying with the EMP for a minute, and you brought up a salient point here about the corruption of public officials, and you can't trust people who are corrupt. Let me tell you what we have found in research. I'm working with two researchers right now, and we're about ready to bust wide open what's the organization criminally, the hierarchy in Humboldt County, California. And I'm not going to go into detail except to say Chinese controlling, Sinaloa's work for them, the corporations that are doing the legal recreational marijuana, many of them are beholden to the Sinaloas, and they're forcing out the black marketeers, the little guy that was just, you know, making maybe some money on the side or a lot of money, but they were just single enterprise operations. It's totally organized crime. And then we go into more what they do. It's child sex trafficking. It's water diversion that's illegal. And let's go to the Alameda County Courthouse. When Kamala Harris was there, we've linked her covering up child sex trafficking. And it's all linked together. We're pulling in Nancy Pelosi. We're pulling in Dianne Feinstein in her investigation. So, Bob, here's my point. And I'm sorry to have taken so much time to explain this, but the point is this. You have top-level Democrats who are actively participating in international organized crime that's a threat to our national security. That's the bottom line.
And the nation's been totally compromised by this.
Yes.
We don't understand the nature and the extent to which this nation has become a house of cards. And we want it, Dave. I mean, I do. I want to gravitate to little things of hope that we find and saying, well, there's a pocket of hope here. But when you look at the absolute moral breakdown of the United States, the family, and I'm not condemning anybody who's had a broken family. I mean, you know, my first marriage was like that. Now, fortunately, I've been married to Roxanne for 33 years, and it's a wonderful marriage. But we just see the family breakdown. We see the explosive use of psychotropic drugs and opiates. We see the explosive thing of people, they don't read anymore. The education system is failing them. The breakdown of our food, the breakdown of medicine to where medicine no longer cures people. It just keeps you buying more medicine. Our food doesn't feed us anymore. It comes out of a box, and it has no food value to it, except for the fact that it gives us our daily pump of sugar or something that we want to eat, so we just keep eating it. You know, we mentioned before we started eating the program, it's easy to sit down and eat a bag of potato chips. You can't sit down and eat a bag of apples, but we're a nation that no longer eats that type of food. We eat junk is what we eat, and we're seeing this health crisis. this health crisis coming in America. And so it is just this thing we see of an empire coming apart at the seams. Rome didn't fall overnight, but there was that multifaceted attack on the Roman government, and it came from internal and external, as we see today. The internal threats, these Democrats and others, I mean, there's Republicans involved in it also, that are involved in the drug trafficking, the sex trafficking, and it's just horrible, and we will not escape the consequences of it. You know, I was telling someone today, we can ignore reality, but we can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. You know, we can say, just put it away and not look at it, and think that, you know, we can ignore this and not deal with it, but you can't ignore the consequences of doing that. And the consequences are coming home. And we're seeing this destruction of our country right before our eyes. There's little pockets of hope that come up, but at the end of the day, the political and the natural disasters are just wearing us down. On top of it, with the debt, this catastrophic debt that nobody will deal with. We just think we can continue to do it forever. Trillions and trillions of dollars we saddle our children with, and we just think we can keep spending it forever, and we can't. It's going to come home, and if an EMP, which is probably the worst of the worst scenarios that we would have to face. If an EMP hits this nation, you have people that are dependent on drugs, they're going to be gone. You're going to have people that have metabolic stresses because of the poor health choices. They won't make it. You're going to have people that just emotionally can't handle it. You're going to have elderly people that, with the air conditioner, when the heat goes off. That's one thing a lot of people don't think about, is that, you know, they buy food, but if you live up in a northern climate, you've got to figure a way to keep warm. And you know, without the power grid going, you're going to have a more difficult time of that. People in the city will not be able to have heat inside their high rise. You can't start a fire in the middle of the floor. So there's a lot of things that would come about if an EMP attack happens in this country, and it would be catastrophic.
Did you see the old TV series Revolution on NBC?
Yes.
Yeah. So is that, for people who are familiar with it, is that the kind of scenario that is realistic? Are these things we could expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, EMP really boils down to almost Mad Max. I mean, that's, you know, it's dramatized, but what you see in Mad Max, the fight for fuel, the fight for food, the fight for medicine, the fight for the necessities of life would be just paramount in people's thinking. Women would be trafficked. If we think it's bad now, it would be catastrophic then.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the worst of everything we can imagine would happen during that. And again, that's why I tell people, if you can, you know, get out of a bigger city, get into a more rural environment, and then start networking with people. You know, I push the communication, because you could be able to have to network with friends. You know, this invasion, to switch gears here, this invasion that's coming across the border. What do you do when you know your houses are sparsely populated and you have this wave of, you know, invaders coming into the country that are probably hungry, entitled, that they feel like anything that you have, they are entitled to,
sure.
Including your family. You know, that's the importance of communication and developing a communication network. You know, I tell people this, if you've bought radios, ham radios, and you need to have ham radios, and that's really the ones that work the best, you need to test them out. I mentioned this on a program just a while ago. You know, you can get USGC maps, Dave, and they're very detailed. They're called 7.5-minute maps. They're very, very detailed. Basically, there's 9 of them you would need. Yours would be in the center, and then the 8 adjoining your property, or your the one you have. And I call area of operation mapping. You need to really know how far your radios will transmit, and then create what's called an area of operation map, so that you can know that, okay, this radio on this day, I can transmit this far, and then mark them on there, because that's your area of operation. Those are the people you're going to be able to contact in an emergency. You're not going to be able to contact somebody else, you know, that's further away, or if you're going to have to relay that message. Again, the importance of a ham radio club, because because that's what they do.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Would these communication devices survive an EMP attack?
Most likely. There's a lot of misnomer about EMP. A cell phone would probably survive it unless, and here's the caveat, unless it's plugged into the wall being charged. Same thing with a lot of other devices, because once you plug that into the wall, you've connected it to the wire in the charger, the wire in your house, and the wire going all the way back to the substation. That's one big, huge antenna. And then, yeah, they'll burn up.
Sure.
So and they make things today that can protect communication. I mean, EMP bags and so forth are easy to get. We sell them. You can put the stuff in there. But just don't put it in there and leave it in there. Put it in there when you're not using it, but take it out and learn how to use it. Because, again, I cannot stress the importance, especially in an EMP or an invasion across our border, which this thing coming up now is just the biggest one ever. And the people on the border right now are just saying the influx is unlike anything they have seen. That's why I tell people, don't get this view that just because the Russian dossier fell apart, that all of a sudden happy times are here in America again. We face a multiplicity of crises right now in this nation.
I want to comment on that, because people think that, you know, we've got the bad guys on the run, and we do. We do. There are people, serious people, who could go to jail right now if Trump pursues and if Barr supports him. But here's the big but. My question I ask people, what will the deep state not do to avoid being defeated? And they'll do anything. And if they can't control this country, they're going to destroy it. And that's where I say the EMP comes in.
Absolutely. That's my thoughts precisely, because, again, former presidents that were not very friendly to the United States, we do not know what was allowed to escape out of our arsenal at that time and used for that specific purpose. I mean, did a former president take those kind of weapons, which we do have? We used them in Iraq. You know, they were limited effect, but they were EMP weapons that we used in Iraq when we first went in there. I mean, were weapons of mass destruction removed from the U.S. arsenal to be used against the people in our country, the people in the United States in our country, should the very scenario we see happening and play out? Now, I will be surprised if we see any real prosecution of people. There might be some threats to it and even some charges, but you know how those will play. It'll go years and years before anything happens. I mean, the lawyers will drag it on forever. And during that time, you know, depending on how it goes, yeah, the deep state, which is not just the United States thing, and that's what we need to remember. These are the few players that have come to light that we know of in the United States. But this is a global movement, global communism, that is trying to extinguish the last bastion, you know, of freedoms that are around the world, and they've done a pretty good job of it. Now, we have somebody fighting back right now, but. Is it going to be enough for the long term? I don't know. Donald Trump can be there 8 years, and then something else would happen. I also know that there are people that are concerned for his safety. And so
I've written that too. You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I did a podcast where I said 25 and 35 are assassinated. Will 45 be next? And the reason why is, with, you know, Trump is going after the dossier people, and that includes the intelligence community. When Kennedy did that, that was part of the reason he was assassinated.
Yeah, I mean, it all originated with Obama and Clinton, and yep. They're going to go after those people. I mean, it's proven to be hazardous to one's health. And again, just as we remember, the people that are promoting globalism are not just people here in the United States. This is a global commitment to the extinguishing of human freedom and liberty. George Soros, we just saw, he made a contribution to that prosecutor, $400,000 to let Jesse go or whatever. We don't know if that tie does exist, but there's obviously some kind of absolute corruption that went on there. And the Russian dossier thing, it just reveals how corrupt and what they're willing to do. Anything. How many lives did they destroy for this fake, news piece? This Russian collusion thing. They prosecuted people. They've imprisoned people just for a lie. So if they're willing to do that, if they are willing to allow the murder of children, babies before they're born, in the most heinous and gross ways just to sell their body parts. They'll do anything, Dave. Anything. And so, again, going back to it, it's really time to take it serious and to look at it. Would they commit an EMP, do an EMP on the United States, a limited one? I think they would. I fully expect they could do a false flag any time now to draw attention away from it. You know, just as that the Russian collusion thing was heating up, the Jesse story has popped out on the public, and it died in the news media for about a week, and, you know, the Michigan rally brought it back. But it's just the way they operate. They're people of low moral character, and there's an abundance of them. People who are willing, just for the sake of money, sex, or drugs, whatever they're going to get, are willing to do anything to sell in our nation. And the bureaucracy in our country is just absolutely staggering. And not only the federal bureaucracy, but the state and local bureaucracies, as we've seen, are just staggering in their corruption.
Okay. So, I hear what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying. But these problems are multifaceted and they overlap, because we've hit all the areas we're going to talk on, but only superficially in a couple areas. And I'd like to move to the food crisis, and you kind of hit on that. We've already been there to some degree, but I want to fully explore this, because here's what I see in the Midwest. I see the food apocalypse coming, massive inflation, and extreme food shortages, and maybe even famine. I mean, am I going too far? But when you have a million acres of farmland destroyed, I mean, how bad can it get?
No, and that's presupposing that there's not going to be another disaster. And they're saying that these floods are going to happen again, and we don't know where, and it could absolutely destroy more crops. I fully expect to see it, Dave. I just know the fact, the justice of God, and how He deals with nations that that do what we do, put our children into the hands of Moloch, allow this occultic influence to dominate our country that the way it has. I fully expect to see more of this happen. I want to say I cannot sympathize with these hardworking farmers enough. That will lose, if not everything, a substantial portion of what they might have worked their whole lives for. But we're going to see this nation hit more and more of these catastrophes until we either repent and turn around and forsake this absolute occultic agenda that we have, or we're going to go the way of every other empire. You know, we do fit the end empire scenario perfectly. I was just watching a video that this sociologist was saying androgyny, you know, is one of the last stages of empire collapse, when people's sexual orientation just falls apart and they don't know what they are and everything's accepted. Whereas societies that are healthy, you know, there's a mother, father, and children. Now we just see the society, anything goes in that realm, to where, I mean, you can be identify as anything, and it's accepted, and it's not accepted as a thing in the realm of divine justice, and it has consequence to it. It brings judgment, and that's, again, what I think we're going to be seeing more and more of as we keep going down this road. Even our president has not taken that stand against this destruction of our family the way he should have. I mean, I really support him, but the family is the basis of civilization. You break down the family and you break apart civilization, because when you break down the family, the state controls the children, and the children now for three generations have basically been indoctrinated and raised by the state. And so, like I've quoted before, is, you know, you can't expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not make a Roman. And that's when we see that it's happened. I remember the hippies of the 1960s. They became the politicians of the 70s and 80s. And we've seen the destruction those people have brought on America, you know, through their just licentious lifestyles and communist beliefs. that they got into the halls of power and they've wreaked havoc on our nation. I mean, they've destroyed our economic system, they've destroyed our educational system, they've destroyed our medical system, they've destroyed our agricultural system with just fake food. There's consequences that we'll be paying. Now, you know, again, Dave, one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to read this. See, it's called an insurrection. That's what we see going on right now in our country. It's a noun. It means an act or instance of rising in revolt, rebellion, or resistance against a civil authority or established government. You know, our established government is our Constitution and Bill of Rights, and they're now challenging it every day, one thing or another, to destroy the Second, First, Fourth, Fifth. The Tenth Amendment has been totally cast out. They don't even follow that at all, because that's to put a restriction on government. There's only, I think, 17 enumerated powers in that the Constitution gives the federal government, but they have 17,000 powers today rather than 17. And so we see the destruction of it. It's an insurrection that's going on. And so it will have the consequences. We've seen with FEMA and those type of organizations, when these disasters hit, they basically are incapable of dealing with the problem. Sometimes they've made it worse. They prevent people from networking together and doing it. It is so many things that we face right now as a nation that we need to take serious and look at and evaluate what will happen if this happens to me. What will happen if this does happen, if an EMP does happen, if you live on the southern border? You know, if you live on the southern border and you think there could be people coming across, I mean, there's some things, I mean, like protective masks, because we see that, you know, dispersal agents will be used. You know, fire suppression. Do you have the ability to suppress fire? Because they would use that. You know, it's easy to hurl firebombs at people and burn things down. Do you have fire suppression? Do you have communication? Do you have night vision? Do you have food? The water? Do you have your ability to stay healthy? And so those are things that people should be looking at and addressing at this time to make sure every one of those boxes is checked. You know, again, I'll say it just for people, anybody taking notes, a protective mask. If you've ever been a victim of pepper spray or CS gas or any other kind of dispersal agent, it is very, very unpleasant. A protective mask can make it doesn't affect you.
Speaking of gas masks, did you see that this government has dispersed 250,000 gas masks?
They're spending $250 million.
How many was it? I might have the number wrong, but they did spend an exorbitant amount of money. Do you remember how many gas masks?
$250 million on re-inventorying gas masks in this country. Right. Yeah, so they take it seriously. If our soldiers have to go on the southern border, you don't think that Caravan has the ability to hurl dispersal agents back at our soldiers? Absolutely. It's the cheapest, most easy way to break a crowd up is dispersal agents. And so if you live in an area where that could happen, I would definitely be seeking on getting a protective mask and learning how to use it. I mean, I always tell people the hardest part of using a protective mask is taking it off, because if you've needed it, it's contaminated, and you better know how to decontaminate it before you take it off, or you're just going to cross-contaminate yourself. So,
how do you decontaminate it?
It all depends on good question, by the way. It all depends on what type of agent, but if it's a CS, a dispersal agent, warm, soapy water will do it. But you generally need to have somebody do it for you. It's a buddy system, because it's hard to do it yourself and make sure you got everything. A buddy can do it really well. Just a sponge of warm, soapy water, washing it down, will wash most of it off. You want an agent that'll, you know, like dish soap or something that can dispel oils or petrol, because some of those things are oil-based, and you want to be able to wash them off. Making sure that you don't have it on your hands when you're taking it off, that your hands are protected, so you don't touch your face or something like that. Because I've done that. I've actually gone to some classes and taught some classes where I've actually contaminated my hands and kind of like rubbed my eye a little bit, and the next 2 hours my eye is burning really bad. So, yeah, just making sure that, that you decontaminate it properly, and warm soapy water will generally do it. A dish soap type you know, material will usually break down any of those dispersal agents. Fire suppression, Dave, just fire extinguishers and knowing how to deal with it, because, again, people coming across the border, they will not hesitate to set fire to whatever they need to set fire to. We already see it as a lawless group of people. I mean, they are coming, they're violating border after border. They're angry. They're probably tired. They're being financed by people to do this. And so we don't know what is in there amongst them. We do know that there's a lot of disease in there. And so, you know, if this caravan comes across our border, we see this influx now, this increase in, you know, these diseases that we once had brought under submission to, you know, medicine. Now they're making a comeback, and we don't want to attribute why they're making a comeback, but I think a lot of us know why they're coming back. So just things people on the border need to be doing, and I would say protective mask and fire suppression are at the top of the list. Communication, being able to communicate with friends in your area, even if it's a ham radio call. You know, you can. Most people in ham radio clubs are more than willing to be friendly, and you can develop friends with them pretty quickly. So that if you got on the radio and, you know, said SOS, you know, or Mayday, or whatever, I need help, something's going wrong here, that somebody's going to respond to that. You know, most ham radio operators would respond to that, saying, "What can I do? What's happening?" And at least try to get authorities or somebody there to bring assistance to you. And again, being able to see at night, you know. Because a lot of these people will be doing tricky things at night, and if you can't see at night, they'll be able to do those tricky things. So being able to see at night is just absolutely critical. And then, again, Dave, the food, we need to be prepared for longer duration of, you know, where the grocery store is not available. One of the things that happens in an insurrection is we see the people that are involved in the insurrection start to attack the infrastructure of a country. You know, just like we saw today, the airlines, their computers went down, and it just absolutely just brought to a standstill the air traffic for those airlines. It's not a difficult thing to do. There's basically 17 or 16 different areas of infrastructure in America, you know, our bridges, roads, medical, communication, and so any of those, water, the ability to do water, you know, put water through, you know, city water supplies, all those elements of infrastructure, the left will start to, you know, attack it. That's what we saw going on in Venezuela right now, which has absolutely become barbaric down there. No power, no water, no electricity, guns.
Tell me, Bob, tell me what they're trying to accomplish by taking away power and food from the people of Venezuela. And who do you think is behind it?
Gosh, there's a lot of players involved, and maybe one or more players is doing it. I mean, you know, what's happened a lot of times in these border skirmishes where you have people of different political groups living in close proximity to each other, they'll start to attack their neighbors, the ones they don't like, their infrastructure. I mean, you know, there's a transformer or a water supply, and then to retaliate, they go back, the people that had it done to them go back and do it to the people that did it to them. And so it can escalate and cascade quickly out of hand. And that's what they want. They want the chaos, because out of the chaos, they bring in their order. They bring in, you know, military power, because people will get so just overwhelmed with the chaos and the depravity and the deprivation that they will invite the devil himself to come in and save them from it. It's a playbook that's been used over and over again.
Wow, it's staggering. And the more you talk, I'm reflecting back on that show I asked you about earlier in this segment about the show Revolution. I'm seeing a lot of that. Let me tell you what a friend of mine said. He said, "Dave, I have an AK-47, and I'm afraid I'm outgunned." And he said, "I'm referencing your article in which you had pictures and documentation of a gun battle, huge gun battles taking place 3 or 4 miles south of our border, in which trucks have turrets put on them, 50 caliber machine guns, RPGs. Usually they carry away the bodies, but in this one battle they carried away about 30. Many of them were burned beyond recognition. He says, I'm worried about being outgunned when they have these kind of weapons. What's a person to do? What's a person to do?
Well, you stay armed, first of all. I mean, you know, you do want to remain armed. And that's, again, another reason why you want to have operational security. We just don't tell people everything that you have. You try to keep it as quiet and clandestine as possible. And then, you know, so that you're least likely or less likely, let's put it this way, less likely to be one of the first incidences of looting. Because, you know, if people know food is at Walmart, what are they going to loot? Walmart, because they know there's food down there. And so the key to it is maintaining an operational security and operational, you know, just operationally that you do not broadcast what you're doing to large groups of people. This is where the networking comes in, that only the closest people have any idea of what you have. And those people themselves are vested not only in what you have, but they've also done the exact same thing so that, you know, you can mutually provide for each other. But, you know, the left is not going away in this country. And they're going to continue to push. I mean, we just see, I mean, just absolute acts of just depravity, what they do. And they promote it. They celebrate it. I mean, you know, somebody said, you know, I had my first and best abortion. My best abortion when I was 19. I mean, that is a statement of such depravity that a woman worshiping and praising that her best abortion when she was 19, that it goes outside the realm of reasonable thinking to any degree for someone to make that kind of comment. And yet half of America, you know, vote to continue it. And as if we see these floods of immigrants coming into this country, they're just going to, again, turn America into what they fled from. And so because we lose control of our border, we lose control of our nation.
This is almost a rhetorical question, but since we're on the border, how many third world immigrants does it take coming into this country until we're the next third world country?
Well, it's already parts of America are third world. Parts of Detroit have under Sharia law. I mean, it's happened, the breakdown of law and order. Dave, I think it will eventually, I mean, Rome will eventually collapse, but you see it just nibbling at it and eating away at it. And that's what we're seeing today. The family broke down. I mean, what I mentioned, the family broke down. The androgyny now, where people can do anything sexually they want and everything's okay. You can be whatever you want. We see the entertainment industry that's what all people want. We no longer pay attention to current events. I mean, I talk to people. I heard just somebody, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. He's a great guy. And I said, well, what about all this stuff? Now, this was before this latest stuff came out about him being a groper. I said, what about all these children that he's kissed and hugged? And just this one picture of him looking at this little girl in a bathing suit. It's like, whoa, that picture should give you the creeps. What are you talking about? He's not like that. I said, it's established fact. You can go and look at it. And they have no clue. You know why? Because who won the basketball game today? And I'm not against people who watch basketball games, but when it becomes your whole life of entertainment, what are you going to do to entertain? Your cell phone, TV, whatever it is, and that you don't pay attention to who's destroying your government and who's undermining your government, then you don't deserve a free country anymore, because you just want to be, you want that opiate of entertainment. And that's what we see in the United States right now, that entertainment has become basically the number one thing people follow. And so all these things are coming together. So when does that moment happen, when it tips and goes completely over? Well, we have people in Washington, D.C., in Congress, in our intelligence agencies, in our law enforcement agencies that are pushing it over the cliff. I mean, that insurgency is internal, and they are trying to push it over the cliff. And then they're inviting all these people in that do not want to assimilate, and they're trying to push it over the cliff. We see, on top of that, the breakdown of our family, which is what the unit that would basically stand against it, the breakdown of what you would say biblical Christianity that teaches about men being free, but God freeing them, to where now a lot of churches are preaching social justice warrior gospel and socialist gospel. So all those elements that have held the United States up, that made us the pillar of freedom for so many years, every one of them is being destroyed and attacked. And so, again, we see pockets today of where it is third world in America. It's third world. And those pockets tend to grow unless something dramatic happens to stop it. So to give you an exact answer of the date, time, whatever, it's hard to say. But I do know, and I know, I mean, you listen to Newt Gingrich, there's so many people saying America's at end of empire. And that means prepare.
Well, I think we're at the point where it's kind of like a basketball team fouling at the end of the game. You know, we foul, we call timeouts, we extend the game and hope for a miracle. And that's kind of what we're caught in right now. Now, God can intervene. I mean, God could come down and just say, hey.
And I pray he does.
I know, but enough of you people have come to me and you're now a blessed nation again. And yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
And I'd like to see the people. I mean, we cannot, law and order cannot be reestablished in this country until Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been brought to trial for their crimes against our Constitution. I mean, they definitely spied on Trump. Richard Nixon was kicked out of office for it. They definitely did the same thing, but on steroids. They invented a false dossier to undermine the will of the people via an election. And so until these people are brought to justice and imprisoned for what they've done, law and order has been absolutely just destroyed in this country. And so these things need to happen. But even if they do happen, I think there's going to be some, you know, a lot of people that won't want to go along with it. And we're going to see a lot of hostility. I think as we get towards the 2020 election, they underestimated Trump the last election. They're not going to do it this one. All the stops will come out to get rid of this guy.
And to get rid of us.
Absolutely.
Of all the, we've talked about three major things here today, and we have talked about EMPs. To some degree, we've talked about the border, and we've talked about food. And these are all things that can bring a nation to its knees. Let's talk about some of the things in your arsenal, because, listen, as soon as people hear this show, Dave, what do? I get these questions constantly. So let's talk to them. Let's choose three things here that people probably should have in relation to the problems you described.
Okay. I'm a parrot or a broken record, whatever you want to call it. You got to be able to communicate with people.
Okay.
The military spends gobs of money on communication, being able to communicate. You talk to any soldier who's ever been in the field, who needs to call an artillery strike, who needs reinforcements, who needs to let other people know what's going on, to pass information on, communication. It is absolutely critical. I'll make this statement, and it's not without exception, but it will be the rule of the day, that if you do not have communication, you will not make it. You've got to be at a network with people. You have to develop those concentric circles of networking. You know, Jesus had us, Peter, James, and John, the 12, the 70, and the greater masses. You have to develop that. That's why I was saying, get those maps. You can get them from the USGC, 7.5-minute maps. They're very, very detailed, topographical, all any kind of water, road, whatever is all on there. And then start to determine where I need to operate and be able to operate effectively within my geographic area to make sure that insurrection, anarchy does not break out, because the police will be overwhelmed and they will be looking for good people to help them. And if it means watching a power station or a transformer to make sure nobody comes up and does a drive-by shooting at it just to turn the neighbors' lights off, it could mean that it could be that. And knowing all that, all those facilities and things are at, would be very, very critical. And maybe even going to your police and asking them, you know, what do you have where civilian activity can be part of what you guys do. I mean, even a ride along with a police officer just to see what they go through day to day, just those, because it is eye opening, Dave, if you've ever been in a patrol car, just to see the element that none of us see day to day.
Yeah, let me cut to the products though, because I want to do a little intervention. You're saying communication, and because I want to move into other areas too, and we got about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you, what kind of communication would you recommend?
Well, ham radio. We have ham radios that start at about $60, all the way up to about $400, that are good handheld ham radios. And I'll say this again, if you get a ham radio, don't push the transmit button without a license, because you will, if you get caught, you'll get hammered pretty hard about it. Learn the equipment. The other thing is, Dave, and again, the broken record here is the night vision. Now, we do offer financing on all this, the communication, whatever it is, there's financing available on almost every product on our website. We're actually giving away, with a very, very popular piece of night vision, and it's a very good piece of night vision. You can read the review on it. People who've bought it saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can see hundreds of yards away clearly. We're going to give away a $150 bump helmet with it. That makes it more comfortable to wear than the head strap thing that's provided with it that the government gives to soldiers. That's $150 value we're giving away with the night vision. I mean, I have a rifle range on my property. And on a dark night, I can go out there and at 200 meters hit a piece of steel, 8-inch piece of steel, over and over and over again. If I needed to, I could hunt at night. I can definitely protect my family at night. If I needed to bug out, I could hike at night or drive a car at night. Now, as I've said before, don't drive your car in practice mode right now and get caught by the police with your headlights off driving your car with night vision on. They probably won't understand. Don't do that. But that, and then just some practical things. I mean, do you have, if you need eyeglasses, medical supplies, those kind of things, infection would be, would be a issue that you will be dealing with. Fire suppression. Fire extinguishers are not that costly. You can get several different types. There's the powder fire extinguisher. They make a mess when you use them. And then there's Halotron. It used to be Halon, but now they've changed it to some other gas. But it's a gas fire extinguisher. It doesn't put any chemicals out. It just puts out an oxygen dispersing chemical so that the fire can't burn. But have fire extinguishers around your house. I just want to tell people, don't put the fire extinguisher by the stove. Stove catches on fire, you're not going to get the fire extinguisher. Put the fire extinguisher where the fire won't happen so you can get to it and then take it to where it does happen. I learned that lesson the hard way one time. When I was younger, I put the fire, extinguisher right by where I thought I would need it. And yeah, I couldn't grab it. And then when I did grab it, it was pretty hot.
Exactly. So, well, Bob, we're just about out of time, and I think you've given people a really good cross-section of things they can do. And for more information on what Bob's talking about, you can go to readymaderesources.com. The phone number's on the screen. But look at the products there. It's like being a kid in a candy store if you're looking to prep. It's fantastic. Bob, I'm sorry this went so quick, because this is absolutely needed material. We're going to have to continue on this. So I look forward to having you back again, and thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Always, and I will say this: anybody calls me, I'll spend the time with you on the phone. Okay. No pressure.
And on that note, Bob, we got to go. We're up against it, my friend.
Understand.
We'll talk to you soon. To everybody else, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you back here again next time.